WXRY Portland at 107.1 and 91.1 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Coming up next, our new favorite game, Everything is Interesting, with Kira and Kay, the science ladies from Science Project and Science Project PDX. We'll be talking with them and playing a game coming up next on X-Ray FM.
X-Ray FM is a volunteer-run organization. To get involved, go to X-Ray FM and click on the Get Involved link.
Hindenburg Systems is a provider of editing software for radio journalists, podcasters, and other audio storytellers. More information available at Hindenburg.com. Hindenburg, it's all about the story.
X-Ray FM, where you're never sure just what you might hear next, and neither are we. X-Ray FM, where you're never sure just what you might...
And gentlemen, brothers and sisters, I'm Christine Alexander. You're listening to X-Ray FM, X-Ray in the Morning, supported by our presenting sponsors, Hosley Eco Automotive.com and Mount Tabor Chiropractic Center. Find out more at HosleyEcoAutomotive.com and MountTaborChiropractic.com. We're very happy to welcome back Kira Klingenberg and Kira Lindenberg from Science Project, a nonprofit group dedicated to teaching kids and adults about science in new and interesting ways. Their website is scienceprojectpdx.org. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Nice to see you again. Good morning. So what do you have for us today? Our theme is labor this week. What do you have for us today?
We actually just really quickly wanted to start out by letting everybody know that we are in the process of expanding our hands-on science program. It's into schools in the greater Portland and Vancouver area. So we would love to visit your classroom. So if you are a teacher or you know a teacher who might be interested, please visit our website, scienceprojectpdx.org. to see some program details and to get our contact info.
Great. So if you're a teacher or a teacher's assistant or you know a teacher who'd be interested, contact you guys.
Yes, please do.
Big help with science education. So labor, hard labor, soft labor. Tell me what you brought for me.
So that was what we want to talk about. So everyone knows about hard labor and how your body is using a ton of energy when you're doing, like, let's say, digging a hole. You're using about 360 calories an hour, which I always think it should be more.
It sounds like not enough. Yeah. it should be more.
Right. But yeah, so that's hard labor. That's you're breathing heavily. Your heart is pumping. Your muscles are expanding and contracting. But also when you're not doing hard labor, even when you're just like, I don't know, Netflixing, you've got a boring day. You're still using a ton of energy. So that was, we wanted to talk to you about that today.
Okay.
It's called the clean the house exercise,
Rachel. That's right. Oh, although I have to say that we are simply the science ladies. We are not health practitioners. So anything, even though we're talking about stuff you eat today and things that you do to burn calories, like, this is not health advice. This is just sort of fun facts.
Science.
Yeah, science.
Okay.
So, let's play the true or false game, shall we?
Okay, Ed, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, question number one. When you sleep, or true or false, when you sleep, your body consumes very little energy, about 15 calories per hour, or the equivalent of one tablespoon of ketchup.
Okay, that's not funny. I was an adult during the Reagan era.
Okay, ketchup.
I know that
a vegetable.
Ketchup's a vegetable, and I'm really tired of the ketchup jokes. I'm not even going to answer that question. I'm offended.
You've got our master agenda. How did you uncover it so quickly?
I would answer false because of what you said a minute ago. That your body uses a lot more energy than you think, even when you're resting.
Ooh.
So I'm listening.
You concur?
I'm paying attention. Ed's not going to answer.
No. Oh, okay.
No, I'm hurt. He's like, I'm going to sit with my hurt.
He's done because of the ketchup.
So he's out. Well, you're actually correct. That was a very astute assumption. If you weigh about 150 pounds, you're going to burn about 63 calories per hour, which is roughly one slice of bread. So you could really eat four sandwiches while you're sleeping and you'd
right
be fine.
On.
Yeah.
What is that? A sleep eater? I'm a sleep eater. Okay.
Didn't Janis Joplin yeah try to eat a sandwich? No, that was Mama Kay.
That yeah was Mama Kay.
I don't
Kay
advise choked eating on a sandwiches
was she sleeping
when sleeping
while she tried no to eat it?
I'm not a health guy either,
so, but... Okay, next question.
I do go on the internet.
All right, question number two. True or false? You are most vulnerable to attack by disease at night because your immune system goes dormant during sleep.
No.
I don't know. It might be true because the thing is, after I'll drink a six of beer and then go to sleep. And I wake up in the morning and I'm really sick.
Also, yeah, your immune system is yeah dormant.
They didn't mean specific dormant. They didn't say knock it out.
Right.
They said dormant. So I think there's a, you know. No, I don't think that's true.
No, you are correct. It is false.
Thank you.
Your immune system actually goes into high gear while you're sleeping. That's why sleep is so good when you have the flu or you're sick.
Oh.
Because you have these natural killer cells that are circulating, which provide rapid response to like viral infected cells or tumors that have started. And those are just, they're going crazy while you're sleeping. But you're also doing a ton of other stuff.
Yeah,
while
in
you're
addition,
sleeping
you're also repairing all of the cells that you've got in your body. So during sleep, your adrenaline and your cortisol hormone levels, they go down, which allows your growth hormone levels to spike. And these growth hormones allow your body to signal to make new proteins, repair damages to cellular structures, and also to create new cells to replace yeah some broken and bad ones.
And as if yay that wasn't enough, if you needed more reason to go to sleep, your free radicals, which you might know as those pesky little molecules that are hanging around making you age really
or
quickly.
Or for science nerds mm-hmm out there, the molecules with unpaired valence electrons.
That's what I call
okay. Anyway, those are what make you age really quickly in your brain and your skin. And at night, your body is able to do a sweep and get rid of those. You do all kinds of stuff. When you're sleeping, you have cognitive enhancement that's happening. We used to think that adults couldn't grow new neurons, which are the thought cells in your brain. It turns out you're actually growing more than 700 a day, but it really happens while you're sleeping.
While you're sleeping. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting because yeah all these studies that have shown over recent years that we've all heard, you got to get more sleep, you should be sleeping at least eight hours. It's not just to rest, it's to do all this other stuff
yeah
that you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, it's wow also, I mean, you also wake up feeling like, psychologically refreshed, so it's important for that reason. But yeah, your body is doing all kinds of labor while you're sleeping.
Oh,
see how I brought it full circle there?
Excellent. Okay, next question.
Okay, let's move on to brain energy.
Okay.
True or false? For a 130-pound person, it takes less energy to play the drums for 1 hour, which if you've never done is really difficult, than it does to maintain your basic brain function over the course of an entire very lazy couch and Netflix kind of day.
I don't understand. You mean, okay, repeat the question? does it take more energy to play drums or watch TV?
Yes.
Well, play drums.
But for an hour versus a whole day of watching TV.
I mean, I suppose it depends on the size of one's brain.
Or if you're a metal drummer. Or
yeah.
Just kidding.
Metal,
just kidding.
Yeah.
Mm. I mean, I don't know that John Bonham needed a brain to play the drums the way he did.
Oh, you need a brain.
Maybe I'm going a little
too far
afield here.
Yeah.
You're throwing these kinks at our research.
I still got to go with the drumming for an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you've seen Whiplash, that's intense. Have you seen the movie Whiplash?
I haven't.
Oh,
it
my
sounds
gosh
intense.
It's a great film.
Whiplash,
but it's about a drummer. It's about a young man who's a jazz drummer.
Aww.
And how hard he works for his art.
I bet he burns a lot of calories.
Yeah.
So
what's the answer?
Well, it turns out actually, in terms of time, playing the drums for an hour burns about 236 calories. However, just to maintain your basic brain function, again, over the course of a super lazy day, that actually burns 260 calories. So you burn more throughout, just maintaining your basic brain function. If, of course, you drummed for the entire time of a day, 24 hours, you would burn way more calories than your brain
You would fall
function
over.
But no one's going to drum for 24 hours.
But if you drum for an hour and then sit around the rest of the day, you're burning more calories.
You can only win in that
sense. So I would want to know how many calories am I burning in 1 hour of sitting around as opposed to 1 hour of drumming?
Oh, geez. I guess I just have to do the math.
But would I burn more calories sitting around if I'm thinking about drumming?
If you're thinking about drumming. No, I don't think so, Ed. I don't think so.
The most important thing is that your brain uses this huge amount of energy just to maintain basic function. It actually turns out, so if you've heard of your resting metabolic rate, which is the amount of calories or energy your entire body needs just to maintain function and stay alive for a 24-hour period, your brain takes up 20% of that.
Wow.
So that's a whole fifth of everything your body's doing is just maintaining your brain.
That's amazing. Our brains are amazing.
So they're interesting because everything is.
You guys are getting to be pros at this. I'm so impressed at your rate of learning. Your learning curve is.
I figured out to drink 2 cups of coffee before I came.
I'm so tired from all that brain activity.
That's true. Okay, question number 4. Thinking requires energy. So you burn a lot more calories when you think really hard.
True or false?
No. Ed, what do you think?
Are
you thinking
about,
really hard? Don't think too hard.
Are we talking about dim bulbs here versus
others? You're so mean. You're always talking about how stupid people are.
I know. I'm living in the 2016 presidential election, and I can't get out.
So I don't know. I find it hard to believe that just thinking really hard would burn more or be, I don't know.
Well, it turns out it's still up for debate. There's a lot of studies still being done, but so far, all of them point towards false.
Okay.
And that's because while thinking does indeed require energy, and in theory, a more difficult mental task would then require more energy because more stuff's going on in your brain, all the studies that have explored this theory have found out that the extra energy that you use when you're thinking really, really hard only increases the energy your brain needs by about 1 to 1.5 extra calories a minute.
Hmm.
So considering, again, that your brain already consumes this huge amount of energy constantly, these short periods of additional mental effort require a little more brain power than usual, but not much more.
So it might be like an athlete. It's good training, but it doesn't necessarily get you any that's not a good analogy. That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, you
does
might.
It?
I guess the
so
point
dumb.
Is, you might solve the world's problems. You might build, invent a rocket, but you're not going to burn a lot more calories.
Okay. Yeah, at least as far as they understand it. And there's still a ton more studies that they want to do that are a little bit better, crafted and things. And plus, it's the brain. Like, it is a complex, crazy place.
Still
don't understand. It's like the tip of the iceberg. So who knows what we'll find.
And what's interesting?
What?
I had no idea. I never thought about, how do they figure out how many calories you burn or how much energy you use when you're doing, an internal process. But they have to put you in a respirator chamber. So you're kind of in this, I would say an Iron Maiden, but there's no spikes. So you're just sort of in this metal box. And whatever, they're like, here, eat the celery and we'll see what happens. And then they just measure how much heat your body gives off. But it's, they can't, you're not hooked up to electrodes. They're not they don't have a tiny submarine in your bloodstream. They literally.
Thank you, Mrs. Frizzle.
Well, aren't calories measured by kelvins?
Oh,
that little K next to a
calorie. No, that stands for kilocalories.
Kilocalories.
Oh,
okay.
I see where the question's coming from. Okay.
That's why you're the science lady.
Kelvin is a measure of temperature.
I'm just a DJ.
But interesting, good.
But you're totally right. I mean, we think calories are a weird thing to explain because we think of it as calories equals, M&Ms. But what it actually is how much heat you're getting from the chemical reactions of breaking down this sugar.
Got it. So, okay. Yeah. One last question, ladies.
Okay.
Give it to me.
Okay.
Hit me.
Yeah, okay. We're going to talk about digesting, I think.
Speaking, we mentioned celery, so here's a good one. True or false? Celery is a, quote, negative calorie food because it takes more calories to digest celery than you absorb from eating it.
This is why you don't read the nutrition panel on a box of shredded wheat.
I'd say that's true.
A lot of zeros.
I'd say that's true.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Consensus?
Ed? All right.
Well, there is this stuff they call fat-burning soup. It's a recipe that
the cabbage soup
and actually
diet.
It's a lot of stuff like cabbage and celery. It actually tastes pretty good, but it's a lot of stuff like cabbage and celery, sort of water intense, very fibrous vegetables. And the theory behind fat burning soup is that it burns more calories, I think, than it's introducing. It doesn't make any sense to me because matter, energy in and energy out have to stand in particular relationships, and I don't know that you can bring in energy and expel more than you brought in, but I do know that fat-burning soup burns fat and it's got a lot of celery in it.
Ed, you were just throwing us off earlier with your whole ketchup thing, trying to make us feel, he's just worried about ketchup. Not true.
He's a smart guy.
All right. So
there is a ton of information. This is a widely believed idea, but it is actually false. I'm sorry. There is no such thing as negative calorie food.
What?
I know. don't get me wrong. Celery is great. Eat it. But so if you eat a medium stalk of celery, you're maybe getting 6 calories. It only takes about half a calorie to digest it.
Oh.
Part of that reason is because it's full of fiber, and we don't digest fiber in the same way that, like, maybe an animal would, so we don't spend as much energy on it. And you're also, whatever you're consuming, you have to remember that you're not going to absorb all of that into your bloodstream. Some of it is going to get eaten by the gut bacteria that's in your body, and so you never get to digest that because they already did it. And, like, 10% of the calories that you eat, you're just going to poop out. So you don't get it anyway.
Now that's interesting.
But celery is mostly fiber, which again, you're not really breaking down. Fibrous fruits and vegetables, you maybe use 10 to 20% of the calories consumed to break it down. And then water, which you absorb it, but you don't have to spend any energy to.
So there's not a lot of energy lost in the process of breaking it down. So this idea that, like, if you eat celery, your body's going to do all this extra work.
Yeah. Not so much.
Yeah, kind of weak.
Thanks for killing my last good reason for eating celery.
Bloody Marys?
No good reason for eating celery.
Ants on a log?
Peanut butter?
Yeah, peanut butter.
Come on now. Not with you there.
But it's interesting that different foods take different amounts of energy to break down. So, like, if you eat a piece of meat, you're going to use 20 to 30% of the calories that you just consumed just to break down that piece of meat that you ate.
Okay.
So.
Okay, one more question. I know I said one more minute ago, but I lied. I want another question.
Oh, good. It's more digestion stuff. So, okay.
Oh, you guys should. We just pretty much answered this. So.
We did. We did kind of. So, if you're paying attention.
Don't talk about poop.
No more poop.
No poop talk.
How many times can we say poop on the air?
I was like, wait a minute.
Okay, no more poop. Okay. All right, true or false? It takes more energy to digest a sandwich made with whole wheat bread and real cheese than one made of white bread and American cheese.
I'd say yes, because a whole wheat bread, you've got the seed, you know, it's more, it's more fibrous.
Mm-hmm.
Your body has to work a little harder to digest it. So,
yeah.
True, Ed?
Well, people who eat food like that tend to worry a lot more about things. And now that we know how much energy the brain is consuming, I think they go hand in hand.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know that we can. I don't know that we can break down the data. I think we have a data bleed there.
Data bleed.
Yeah. I don't know if there's research to back up that theory, but I'm going to go ahead and say that's probably true.
Oh, boy.
But no, you are correct. It does take more energy because of the fiber and because you've got this whole food, which is, if you're counting calories, that's nice because you're using up more calories to break this food down. But it's also really nice because you're not then getting like a sugar rush like you would if you ate a piece of white bread.
White
you're going to be able to absorb all of that sugar really quickly, whereas with a piece of whole wheat bread, you've got to take time, break it down, and you ingest the sugar slowly.
Okay. Well, science ladies, thank you so much for being with us today. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Our pleasure.
Kira and Kay, Kira Klingenberg and Kira Lindenberg. I don't know how you guys ended up together with those names, but it's pretty good. It's pretty good. You are from the Science Project. It is a nonprofit group dedicated to teaching kids and adults about science in new and interesting ways. Go to scienceprojectpdx.org. And you said you've got a new program going on.
Yeah, we're looking to expand our programs into the classroom setting. So please, if you're a teacher or you know a teacher or you're a parent who has a great teacher, have them contact us. Have them go to our website, get a hold of us. We would love to visit.
Any
web address one more time.
What?
What's the web address?
scienceprojectpdx.org.
And that's K through 12. Any grade you could help?
I think we really gear towards more elementary school and junior high school, but we will happily go into high schools as
well. Okay. All right. Thanks, Karen K. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Everything is interesting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we have Talk Media News and